Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Sibiya, who joins you every morning to give you some wonderful news, especially this month about women all around the African continent that are doing great things. Soko, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile, and your listeners.
Bati watintumfazi, watintimbogoto. Strike a woman, you strike a rock. And then some women will say, you strike me, you don't strike a rock. I bleed like anything else. Nonetheless, Soko, Azishege, let's talk women in travel in Africa.
Now, I think for many people, when we think about travel, many people would say women are in hospitality positions. So if, for example, you go into a hotel, you see a woman at the front desk, you see a woman perhaps even in housekeeping. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is actually giving the platform for women in managerial roles within those spaces. So, for example, there is a lodge, a game reserve in Tanzania, whereby the rangers in this wildlife reserve are all women. And these are the positions that were previously occupied by men. So you find in this wildlife resort, all the rangers there are women. So they take you on the safari trips, on the, they track the animals. They're the ones that actually are part of the conservation efforts of that lodge in terms of making sure that the animals are tracked, everything is going well within that lodge, and providing, you know, the tours that we generally see men as part of the person who's driving the tour, the safari vehicle, and basically taking you there. So now women are now part of that and not just found in the kitchen, you know. You find in places, for example, in the airline industry, in Ethiopia this year and last year, actually, the first all-female-operated trip to South America was conducted. And this is a big feat because that means the pilot, the cabin crew, every single body in that aircraft is basically a woman from Ethiopian Airlines who has been now chartering this plane. And I think it's a big feat because many of the times you find that positions or jobs like being a pilot are still reserved for the male counterparts. And if a woman is perhaps given the opportunity to then become a pilot, they're only the co-pilot to a male. So when you find airlines who are now becoming more and more accepting, more inviting women to operate in these spaces, these are the countries that we say, you know, that we give props to, that we celebrate as well. And, for example, in travel operating companies, so in Kenya, we find that more travel operators are women as well, to create female-friendly type of travel. Because, you know, we don't like the same thing. Some men perhaps maybe like adventure sports, but actually the women as well. So you find that many people are now, many women are going into these travel operations where they curate travel ideas, what to do, activities, where to go as well, to make it, to give it that feminine touch in terms of planning a trip with your girls or planning a trip with your family. And you find more and more women are getting into these spaces as well.
Ah, that's absolutely lovely. Soko, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Very good morning to you then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.